Choice Tunes, every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 2pm, with Alan Collier introducing a special guest each show where they reveal their selection of favourite tracks. Tune in to discover what music influenced their lives. Only on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
I like the sound of that.
Welcome to Choice Tunes, and I'm Alan Collier. As you all know, I've been here the last couple of hours, but my special guest this afternoon is our local MP, and we've just been talking to her, Cindy McLeish. But we're not here to talk about Cindy as the MP. We're here to talk about Cindy McLeish, the person. Welcome, Cindy.
Thank you, Alan. This could be interesting.
Well, we hope it will be for you as well as it is for us. Cindy, we'd like to know a little bit about the guest. We know a lot about what you do for your job, but we'd like to go way back. Cindy, were you born in Melbourne or where were you born?
I was born in the A Hospital.
Well, you haven't moved too far from home.
In the day where the A Hospital still did births, and the hospital had just been rebuilt and reopened the day before by my grandfather, who was the mayor at the time, and I was born the next day. So even though I was officially the first baby born in the hospital, you know, that was the official opening. A few people had been born there before me.
Cindy, when you were born, were you brought up all around Yay or?
Yeah, absolutely. So I did all my schooling in Yay. We lived on a farm. Yep. And when I was a kid, we had sheep and cattle. And my mother had a hotel, had the Railway Hotel in Yay, which is now the Peppercorn.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It didn't look like that when Mum had it.
So you obviously stayed there all through your schooling. We don't worry about schooling because everybody went to schooling in some form. So what was your first job? Was it a part-time job or a full-time job?
Well, my first job was in a milk bar in Yay.
Yeah?
When I was at school, and then I worked for Lawson's Takeaway. Oh, gee, I tell you, I was pretty good at, you know, making hamburgers and stuff. I learned how to make 50 hamburgers pretty quickly. We used to get the snow traffic going through, and there'd be, you know, 20 buses pulled up and everyone would be coming in for all the food on a Sunday afternoon.
Yep.
You learn how to do that. And then I also worked in the chemist shop in Yay on a Saturday morning. But when I was between school and university and all the university holidays, I went back and I worked in the shire offices. So I used to send out the fire hazard notices, clean up or else we'll do it for you and charge you.
That's it. Yep.
Or the water rate saying you've used too much water.
So then what was your first full-time job, Cindy?
I was a secondary school teacher.
Oh, were you?
I was a secondary school teacher at Mount Scopus in Burwood.
Yeah.
It's a very large, it was the largest school in the Southern Hemisphere, large Jewish school.
Yep.
And I taught science mostly. I took a bit of sport and did a bit of maths, but mostly science.
So how long were you teaching?
Not very long.
Was it?
I actually, strangely, had always wanted to be a psychologist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not sure why. Looking back, not sure why. Yeah. I thought it sounded pretty good at the time. And I thought when I was teaching, I thought, well, you know, like I can still go back. So I went back as an adult and did my fourth year in psychology. It allowed me to register as a psychologist, and I worked as a counsellor for a while.
For yourself or for other organisations?
No, I actually worked with injured workers, helping injured workers deal with what they were going through, and then, you know, on that path back to rehabilitation and back into the workforce.
Yep.
So I left teaching, studying part-time, and I think I went overseas for, you know, my gap year, my backpacker year sort of thing in the middle of that too, and came back and changed directions, which I did a couple more times.
I did? So what did you do after that then, Cindy?
So when I worked in, with injured workers, and then I went overseas again and for a few months and came back, and I kind of got into more management and administration, and I worked for an organisation that kind of got a government body actually that got merged into WorkCover.
Oh,
so I spent 10 years at WorkCover dealing with a lot of the doctors for a while. I managed those. I managed the insurance companies. You know, I was involved in a whole lot of different areas. You know, worked on some guidelines for back injuries and common law and conciliation as well. I worked in the conciliation service, which was a dispute resolution area. So
all right.
Did all that for quite a while.
Sounds good. The Bengals and the Eternal Flame, why did you pick that?
I just love Susanna Hoff's voice. I just think it's just a really lovely song. I think just the tune and her voice is just so powerful.
Let's listen to it. So we've got you through. You've had various jobs. Now, what made you decide to stand for Parliament in the very first instance?
It was something that I was always interested in politics. I was always active and
As a young lady?
Yeah, as a fairly young lady.
Yeah.
And the North-South Pipeline, an extremely unpopular...
I remember that.
bit of infrastructure which was taking water from the country to deliver it to the city.
Yep.
And, you know, my community were pretty heavily impacted. Plus, you know, everybody north of the divide. And I think at the time it was, you know, we were in drought. We were in really bad drought. Yep. And I remember I was living in the city at the time and my dad was still on the farm. And he wouldn't have a shower. You know, he'd go 2 or 3 days without a shower.
Just to get the water.
Because there was no water. But, you know, no one in the city stopped having 15-minute showers. And here was Dad, who was physically, you know, toiling, yep, working hard, and would just kind of use a face washer to have a wash. And the government wanted to take the water from the country where there was none to the city, and people could keep having these long showers, and I could just, and I just, everyone knew that it was wrong. Yep. The government spent $750 million plus, never used it.
Yeah.
You know, incredible waste of money.
So you thought, well, I've got to get into Mugs and do something.
Well, absolutely. And somebody from who ran Plug the Pipe, Jan Beer, she was also running as an independent. I wasn't running initially, somebody else was, and they decided for whatever reason they didn't continue. Yeah. And so I got the nod at the last minute. So, you know, I had somebody from Plug the Pipe there who was running as an independent.
Oh,
and, yeah, so I ran. So, and it's still an issue that gets me riled.
Cats in the Cradle by Harry Chapin. What, why is that in there, Cindy?
Oh, look, I think the message that, you know, is in that song is really important, that life is pretty quick, kids grow up pretty quick, and, yeah, you know, you need to give them the time while they're young.
Sounds good.
No, just like you otherwise.
A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it, and as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad, you know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, you know we'll have a good time then. Son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And then he walked away, but his smile never dimmed and said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah, you know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, the little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, he came from college just the other day. So much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. Since retired, my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids are the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time there.
Cindy, we exclude family here when I'm going to ask the next question, and I do that for a reason, because everybody would say their best decision was to have their family or meet their partner or whatever it might be. Apart from that, what would you consider one of the best decisions you've made?
I've got a couple, actually. I thought about this.
Yep.
When I was younger, I used to play a lot of sport. You know, played netball with my girlfriends, and that was fabulous, and we were a really strong team. But, you know, we were just a social group. But I, you know, really wanted to be part of a club. And yep. So I had played hockey on and off when I was at university, and I'd really liked it and I'd missed it. So I wanted to be part of a club and join a club. And so I joined a hockey club in the 90s, early 90s, maybe even 1990.
Yep.
And I still play for that same hockey club now. And it's just born out some wonderful, wonderful friendships. And, you know, I'm still active. You know, I got a whack in the ankle actually on the weekend. It's a bit black, but no. But the other thing is, you know, continued study. And I mentioned earlier that I went back and, you know, did a fourth year so I could become a psychologist. But I went on elsewhere and did a master's in business administration at the Melbourne Business School. And the people that I met, the lecturers that I met, and what I was exposed to was really mind-blowing, and it's been fabulous to get that background behind me. I learnt so much and I had a great time doing it. You know, it was really, really hard work, I tell you what.
It's one of the things we need to encourage young people to always keep studying. It's, study isn't a school, is it? It's a lifetime.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yep. And I did the company director's course a couple of years ago, which was also fabulous, and I started to, the assessment was pretty heavy going, and I did the hardest bit, which was the assignment. I got that done, and then I just ran out of time to do the exams in the time period. But I will go back and do those, because again, you know, and it's something I enjoy as well.
That's good.
It opened lots of doors, and I met so many amazing people.
David Cassidy, I think I love you. Why is that in there, Cindy?
Oh, didn't every young teenager have a crush on Keith Partridge or David Cassidy?
Let's listen to it.
I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about. And if you say
me, Cindy, did you have his photo up on the wall in the bedroom and all that?
David Cassidy. My parents were so strict, we weren't allowed to put posters on the wall.
Would you?
No, we had this nice new paint job and, God.
That was it?
Yeah, I was cross at my parents about that.
My sister loved Ricky Nelson and all over the bedroom there were. Anyway, Jackson, I must admit that you did ask for Johnny Cash and June Carter, but we haven't got that. But we've got our very own Leanne Patrick, who lives up in Hillsville, so she's in your electorate. With Jackson, why'd you pick Jackson?
Look, I love June Carter. I think she's fabulous, and I really love the stuff that she and Johnny Cash did together.
Around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. You know I'm pleasure bound.
Well, go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hill. Go play your hand, your big talking man, and make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, yeah, go to Jackson. But go comb that hair.
I'm going to snowball. Jackson.
Go ahead and see if I care.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All those women gonna beg me, teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose in my coat. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote.
Fire went out, we're going to Jackson, and that's a matter of fact. Yeah, we're going to Jackson, ain't never coming back. Yeah, we're going to Jackson, and that's a matter of fact. Yeah, we're going to Jackson, ain't never coming back. Yeah, we're going to Jackson. Ain't never coming back.
Welcome back to Choice Tunes, and I have with me Cindy McLeish, our local MP. But as I said at the start, we're not talking about the politics. We're talking about Cindy McLeish and her life and the music that's played a part in her life. Cindy, we like to ask the really hard, big questions on this show. Oh, yeah. What was your first car?
A Mini Miner.
Was it?
And the number plates were BGR, and all my friends used to call it the Little Bugger.
The Beach Boys and Good Vibrations.
Beach theme, love the beach. You know, we've always had fun down at the beach and, you know, I think they've just got great music, great songs.
Way to go.
I love the colourful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of gentle words
Coming up, the Monkees. I'm a believer. Why are they there?
A good bit of fun. The TV show was crazy and kooky that I watched when I was at school. And, yeah, they had a couple of songs that were really funky and easy to dance to, and I'm a Believer was one of them.
Sounds good.
And I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. Try.
then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace. Hooked out in my mind, I'm in love. I'm a believer, I couldn't leave her if I tried.
Cindy, the Hoodoo Gurus, Wipe Out.
Oh, Hoodoo Gurus, anything but Hoodoo Gurus. Stone Age Romeos was the album. When I was, you know, in my 20s, they, you know, we had a really vibrant band scene, really big pub scene, yep. Live music, and Hoodoo Gurus was one of my favourites that I used to go and see all the time.
And it's a bit unfortunate. There aren't quite as many of those big venues around, are there, big pubs and that?
No, everyone, like so many of the bands, you know, used to play. Like, I can't believe how many places that I went to go and watch, you know, Mental as Anything, Men at Work, you know, Cold Chisel, even at a pub one time at the Barking Spiders.
You know? And you didn't have to go great distances to hear them either.
Oh, no, there were places, you know, when I was living in a city and there were places in Armidale, you know, I think even Fitzroy,
all around there.
Yeah, there was plenty of pubs that did it. Prince of Wales, lots of...
Let's listen to them.
I kiss the ground on which you walk. I kiss the lips through which you talk. I kiss the city of New York where I first met you. You're my darling, don't forget it, 'cause I'm the guy who will regret it. I love you more than when I said it, when I first met you. I love the way you talk, you walk, you smile, your smile. Like now, like wow, wipe out. No doubt that I was gone the moment I laid eyes on you. You'll never be a beauty queen, won't feature in no magazine, but you're the best that's ever been. I'm glad that I met you. Take every day now as it comes. You take the cake, I'll keep the crumbs. I only hear the sound of drums in my heart, is that I get you. I love the way you talk. Well, yes, 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 I'm impressed. And I was gone the moment I laid eyes on you.
Cindy, the Little Heroes, Little Heroes, One Perfect Day.
Just reminds me of the great times I had at university.
Does it? Takes you right back there.
Takes me right back, because the same with Hoodoos, you know, all of these and the next one are all, you know, Australian music, but the live music scene was huge. Australian music was really good at that time, and I remember it really fondly.
And I do a show, as I think you probably know, Music Memories More on a Sunday, and you'd be surprised how many people ring up and say, that song reminded me of the first girlfriend, or it reminded me of a uni, or it reminded me of a holiday I had. Music can do that, can't it? Can tap right into you.
Absolutely. You know, there are certain songs that come on and it reminds you of a friend or something like that. You know, straight away you're back to listening to them. Or
20-year-old. All right, let's listen.
One perfect day we'll be out walking. Something is calling me. This perfect day, I can't stop thinking. Are you over there? Are you happy there? And tell me if it's still raining there in England. And tell me what you did last night.
Hunters and Collectors, Throw Your Arms Around Me. Another one from the big...
From the Australian music scene, the you know, uni days and a bit beyond when I was, you know, young and I still hear them around and I saw them at a function a few years ago. I was like, oh, my God, Hunters and Collectors. How cool. And I know one of the guys on mainstream radio, Ross Stevenson on 3AW in the mornings. Yeah, I know he's a Hunters fan because I often hear him talk about it too.
Yeah. Cindy, you said that you backpacked around a bit. I know you've done a lot of travelling as an MP and as an adult, but what about when you did backpack? Where did you sort of take yourself?
Oh, look, I met one of my girlfriends whose sister was studying at the west coast of the United States up in Washington State. And so her father actually, they were in a four-bedroom house, but there were only three of them. So Judy and I lived in the fourth bedroom, and so we just do lots of like little trips around.
That'd be terrific.
Yeah, and into Canada, and then we went over to New York and Europe, you know, like the UK and Europe, I guess, probably, yeah.
All right.
That's, took a year. That, takes a while.
Back to Choice Tunes, and we've had Cindy McLeish, and Cindy McLeish, the person and her life through the music that she's enjoyed, and we've learned a bit about what Cindy McLeish has done. And first of all, Cindy, thank you very much for taking part of the show.
Pleasure.
we've really learned a bit more about you and hope you've enjoyed the music, although I must admit I've talked through a lot of it, so that hasn't done much for that. Cindy, Simon and Garfunkel and the Sounds of Silence.
Why? You know, I could have picked any Simon and Garfunkel song, and especially where Art Garfunkel is singing it again. You know, he's just got an extraordinary voice. It's different. And just how he delivers everything, I just really, really like his music.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again because a vision softly...
Oh, I should mention I'll be back on Sunday between 12 and 3 with Music, Memories and More. Till then, it's Alan Collier saying bye.
Creeping, left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Who said I, you do not know? Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. The wells of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to a neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispered the sounds of silence.
Oz Indie Show, every Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m. here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. We were local, live, and loving it.
I can feel this tension.